At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Mariana Ascendant and First House. Scorpio in Jeshta Nakshatra. Second Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, First House. Natal chart expression. Outer self, Scorpio in Jeshta Second Pada. Mariana's ascendant is in Scorpio, a fixed water sign ruled by Mars and Ketu, which immediately gives her a mysterious, intense, and emotionally self-protective presence. Scorpio ascendants are known for their penetrating gaze, deep psychological insight, and innate ability to transform through crisis. There's a magnetic aura around them. People sense strength, resilience, and the power to endure. Jeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, intensifies this energy with themes of seniority, responsibility, and protection. The second pada of Jeshta falls in Capricorn Navamsha, which means Mariana's instinctive persona is expressed through a veneer of discipline, structure, and silent ambition. This combination suggests Mariana presents a composed, commanding persona, someone not easily fazed by drama, but inwardly tracking everything with keen insight. The second pada of Jeshta highlights a strategic nature. She may be naturally adept at holding positions of control or influence while remaining in the background. Her physical presence may be understated, but dignified. She's not someone who seeks attention openly, but garners respect through quiet strength and competence. There may be a karmic orientation toward managing crisis or taking charge during emotional or social upheaval. She intuitively knows how to hold space and maintain order. This pada also points toward a protector archetype. She may play the role of the unseen guardian in her relationships or environment, often taking on burdens others can't. A strong inner compass that values loyalty and discretion, even if it means sacrificing recognition. Navamsha chart expression, inner self, Capricorn, first house. Internally, Mariana operates with Capricorn energy, a cardinal earth sign ruled by Saturn. This shows that at her core, she is focused on duty, mastery, and building lasting structures in life. While her outer self exudes enigmatic depth and emotional sensitivity, her inner self craves discipline, progress, and control over her path. Key inner traits include an inner world shaped by realism, delayed gratification, and a quiet acceptance of responsibility. Even if she doesn't show it, she takes life seriously. She holds herself to high standards. Integrity and achievement are not just ambitions, but necessities for self-respect. A tendency to suppress emotions to stay functional. There's often a sense that I'll deal with my needs later. Karmically, she is learning to trust structure and time rather than raw power or emotional intensity. This Capricorn Navamsha overlay means that her inner self feels older than her years, shaped by karmic themes of duty over desire. She is internally wired for long-term planning, cautious movement, and an unwavering sense of responsibility. Integration, hidden depth meets stoic determination. Outward expression, Scorpioshta second pada, magnetic, reserved, observant, and quietly authoritative. Mariana comes across as someone who has seen much and says little. There is a sense of earned gravity in her manner, a woman who knows how to endure and protect. Inward reality, Capricorn Navamsha first house. Structured, sober, self-accountable. Mariana's soul does not crave attention, it craves purpose. Internally, she strives to be reliable, wise, and quietly effective. She often feels older than those around her and is sensitive to time, reputation, and responsibility. Core conflict. Mariana's Scorpio outer shell feels deeply and reacts intensely, but her Capricorn inner self demands restraint and composure. This can result in emotional suppression or a tendency to avoid vulnerability. She may come across as detached when she is actually deeply affected. Conversely, she may feel the pressure to stay strong when her inner self is exhausted. Karmic lesson. To allow her emotions, Scorpio, to flow without guilt or fear of losing control, Capricorn. Mariana must learn that vulnerability does not mean weakness and that strength can coexist with softness. Her soul's journey involves merging power with patience, instinct with order, and protection with trust. Summary of Ascendant Synthesis. Mariana embodies the archetype of the quiet strategist. Externally intuitive, deep, and mysterious, yet inwardly defined by a stoic discipline and karmic awareness of duty. She is not here for superficial expression. Her evolution lies in wielding her power with integrity and structure. When she harmonizes the emotional depth of Giesta with the purposeful stoicism of Capricorn, she becomes a guiding force, one who sees deeply, acts wisely, and builds legacy with silent grace. Second house, Mars in Mula Nakshatra, second Pada, Navamsha Taurus. Fifth house, Ketu in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, first Pada, Navamsha Leo, eighth house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Mars in Sagittarius, Mula second Pada. Mariana's Mars is placed in Sagittarius in the second house, indicating a fiery, truth-seeking force operating through speech, family values, and personal wealth. Mars here sharpens the tongue, fuels ambition for financial independence, and drives her to protect her family's honor and principles. The second house governs nourishment, voice, and stored value. So Mars here energizes these domains with intensity and directness. Being placed in Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, Mars is in a deeply transformative field. Mula is associated with uprooting falsehoods, getting to the root of matters, and stripping away illusions. It gives Mariana a fearless verbal style, someone who won't hesitate to question norms, challenge family conditioning, or speak uncomfortable truths. The second Pada, mapped to Taurus Navamsha, brings a grounding influence. It ties her fiery Mars to earthy themes, preserving value, stabilizing resources, and expressing herself through reliable, tangible efforts. She may use speech as a survival tool, sharp, no nonsense, but ultimately driven to secure comfort, safety, and beauty for herself and others. There's a karmic tension here. Mars wants to burn through hypocrisy. Taurus wants to preserve peace and pleasure. This suggests a life lesson in balancing aggression with grace. Behavioral themes. She may have grown up in a family dynamic where silence was unsafe or where truth had to be fought for. Her voice is both her weapon and her wound, forceful, righteous, but possibly misunderstood or silenced in childhood. Financially, she is driven, but she must learn not to bulldoze through others in pursuit of material stability. Ketu in Sagittarius, Purva Ashada Nakshatra, first Pada, Navamsha Leo, eighth house. Ketu in the second house next to Mars creates a spiritual undertone to her relationship with speech, food, and family. Ketu here detaches Mariana from conventional family nourishment or belonging, often reflecting, feeling like an outsider in her lineage, inherited karmic debts around ancestral pride or unspoken truths, a peculiar relationship with food, speech, or resources, either rejecting them or overcompensating. Placed in Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, and specifically in the first Pada, which maps to Leo Navamsha, Ketu adds a dramatic flair to the second house karmas. This is the Pada where the pursuit of righteousness and inner dignity can clash with inherited conditioning. This indicates a detachment from family validation and the search for inner nobility in the way she speaks, eats, earns, or expresses values. The eighth house Navamsha placement, Leo, deepens this theme. Internally, Mariana may feel she must protect hidden truths or bear the weight of family secrets, even when externally she appears composed or even charismatic. Behavioral themes. She may subconsciously sabotage her own wealth or voice until she reclaims her personal values apart from family or societal conditioning. There is spiritual potency in how she speaks, but it must be purified of resentment or silence. Ketu here urges her to evolve beyond mere survival speech or inherited dogma and find her own lion-hearted truth. Integration. Speech as power, family as karma. Mars and Mula, second Pada. Cutting through illusion in the second house, fighting for truth but needing grounding. Speech is direct, sometimes confrontational, but carries the potential to heal and expose generational falsehoods. Money is earned through assertion, strategy, and calculated risk, yet must be managed with Taurus-like steadiness. Ketu in Purva Ashada, first Pada, emotional disconnection from family expectations, yet driven to find honor in self-expression. The voice has karmic residue. She may either suppress it out of shame or overuse it to reclaim lost ground. The Leo Navamsha suggests that true liberation lies in dignified detachment, learning when to speak with authority, and when to let silence be the teacher. Core conflict. Mariana's Mars wants to force change through speech. Ketu demands surrender and subtle reform. This creates inner dissonance. Should I fight or release? Should I protect my values or dissolve what no longer serves? Karmic lesson: to wield her voice with disciplined compassion. Mariana is here to challenge injustice within the family system, but not through vengeance. Her highest expression emerges when she transforms pain into clear principles and uses her resources to uplift, not just confront. Summary of Second House Synthesis. Mariana's second house hosts a warrior-sage combination. She is born to question, to protect sacred truths, and to rewire ancestral wounds related to money, food, and speech. When she embraces both Mars's sharp focus and K2's quiet detachment, her voice becomes her legacy, clear, fearless, and wise. Fifth house, Venus in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, third pada. 10th house, natal chart expression, outer self, Venus in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada, third pada. Mariana's Venus is exalted in Pisces, placed in the fifth house, one of the most graceful, intuitive, and expressive positions for Venus. The fifth house governs creativity, romance, children, and personal joy. Venus here expresses herself through imagination, emotional devotion, and transcendent love. She may have a natural talent in the arts, music, dance, writing, or a poetic presence that draws people in. In Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, Venus gains a spiritual depth. This is not a frivolous love. It is a compassionate, mature, and often karmically weighted kind of affection. The nakshatra speaks of cosmic stillness, depth beneath the surface, and quiet acts of sacrifice. The third pada, which maps to Libra Navamsha, adds sophistication and beauty to this already exalted Venus. Libra is Venus's own sign, thus doubling down on aesthetics, charm, diplomacy, and refined sensuality. Mariana knows how to create harmony even in emotionally complex spaces. Interpretation highlights. She may come across as dreamy and emotionally seductive in romantic matters, but her true strength lies in her ability to heal and elevate others emotionally. The placement suggests attraction to relationships with spiritual undertones, where the connection feels soulful, guided, or divinely orchestrated. Her creativity is not just personal expression, but often used as a means of offering beauty, peace, and reconciliation in a larger context. Navamsha expression, inner self, Libra, 10th house. Internally, Mariana channels this Venus energy into public service, diplomacy, and grace under pressure. Libra in the 10th house of the Navamsha suggests her inner self values balance, recognition through aesthetics or justice, and leadership through elegant authority. This mapping hints that, while her outer self may appear emotional or artistically inspired, her inner self craves structure, appreciation, and public contribution. She may internally measure her worth by how much beauty or harmony she can bring into the world, especially in her career or social roles. There's an innate desire to bring aesthetics, fairness, or emotional intelligence into positions of influence, such as roles in design, counseling, performance arts, law, or public diplomacy. Integration, spiritual romance meets social grace. Venus in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Pada, deeply romantic, emotionally intelligent, and spiritually inclined. Mariana loves with her soul, not just her senses. She's drawn to people and experiences that feel eternal or redemptive, and may often give more than she receives, especially in creative or romantic settings. Navamsha Libra, 10th house, internally ambitious about her creative output. She wants her art, her love, her voice to matter. She is not only a lover or creator, she is a refiner of experience, someone who brings elegance and dignity to any space she occupies. This shows a deep-seated desire to serve others by showing them what balance, beauty, or fairness can look like in action. Core conflict. Externally, she may give love and creativity freely and sacrificially, expecting nothing. Internally, she may still want acknowledgement, admiration, or respect for her efforts. This can cause disillusionment if she feels unseen, especially in public or professional life. Karmic lesson. To align her inner desire for influence and aesthetic authority, Libra 10th, with her outer capacity for emotional sacrifice and divine love, Pisces Uttara Bhadrapada. Mariana is here to be the artist of emotional equilibrium, someone who leads not through control, but through presence, empathy, and beauty. Summary of Venus in the fifth house. Mariana is the embodiment of sacred love expressed through creative service. She has the ability to inspire others with grace and serenity, even in turbulent emotional environments. Her artistic expression or romantic life may become the channel through which others heal, learn compassion, or reconnect with inner peace. When she harmonizes the mystical Venus in Pisces with the poised, socially conscious Libra Navamsha, she becomes a graceful force in the world, equal parts muse and leader. Sixth house, Sun in Aries, Brahmi Nakshatra. Third pada, Navamsha Libra. 10th house, natal chart expression, outer self, Sun in Aries, Brahmi third pada. Mariana's sun is exalted in Aries, powerfully placed in the sixth house, the house of service, discipline, competition, enemies, and health. The exalted sun here indicates a warrior leader archetype operating through self-discipline, problem-solving, and intense willpower. The sixth house brings a daily grind quality to her purpose. She's not here for titles alone, but to win battles through persistent action and refined control over ego. In Brahmi Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, the sun gains a creative and karmic layer. Brahmi is associated with Yama, the deity of restraint, transformation, and inner truth. This suggests Mariana's leadership comes through bearing responsibility, often heavy, and learning when to exert power and when to yield. The third pada, falling in Libra Navamsha, brings in duality. Externally, she is fiercely independent, Sun in Aries. Internally, she is compelled to balance, negotiate, and seek justice, Libra Navamsha. Key interpretations. Her sole purpose is expressed through service, especially roles where she must lead others through crisis, health, or conflict, perhaps in law, healing, administration, or advocacy. With Brahmi's influence, she does not shy away from intense work or emotional weight. In fact, she feels drawn to situations where life's taboos, challenges, or endings must be addressed with maturity. Yet the third pada mapping to Libra implies that even when she burns with conviction, she internally seeks harmony, justice, or consensus. Han Navamsha expression, inner self, Libra 10th house. While her external sun in Aries wants to conquer and execute, internally Mariana carries a more diplomatic and idealistic version of leadership. Libra in the 10th Navamsha house means her deeper motivation is to be seen as fair, elegant, and a peacemaker, even if the outer world sees her as aggressive or self-assured. She may internally doubt the aggressiveness that's required to succeed and long for a reputation rooted in harmony or beauty. There is a karmic call to reconcile force with fairness, ego with equality, and power with poise. She may wrestle between wanting to lead decisively, Aries Sun, and needing approval or ethical validation, Libra Navamsha. This inner dichotomy gives her the potential to become a graceful authority figure, one who can enforce discipline without tyranny and command loyalty without dominance. Integration, fire in the field, balance in the boardroom. Sun in Aries, Brahmi Pada, a karmic executor, someone who doesn't fear responsibility, confrontation, or the call to duty. Brahmi's intensity brings a tendency to burn internally. Her actions may be driven by a deep sense of moral urgency, even if not always understood by others. She can handle difficult tasks with silent strength. Navamsha Libra, 10th house, the soul's orientation is toward balance and legacy. She wants to be known not only for her courage, but also for her fairness, tact, and integrity in public life. She may be drawn toward leadership roles in design, diplomacy, law, or the arts, where social recognition is tied to beauty and justice. Core conflict. Mariana's exalted sun seeks assertive independence, but the Libra Navamsha pulls her toward collaborative leadership. This can create internal tension. Do I act alone and risk being seen as selfish, or do I include others and risk compromising impact? Karmic lesson. To express strength with softness. Mariana's journey involves learning that true power lies not in control, but in composure. She must harmonize her inner desire for public respect with her outer drive for individual action. She is here to lead through ethical service, where her fire becomes light, not heat. Summary of Sun in the sixth house. Mariana is built for duty. She's the one who gets it done, who steps up when others retreat. Her exalted sun in Aries shines in service, especially in high pressure or crisis contexts. But her soul calls for balance, elegance, and diplomacy. When she integrates her Aries determination with Libra's discernment, she becomes a moral leader who doesn't just win battles, but transforms the battlefield. Seventh house, Mercury in Taurus, Kritika Nakshatra, second pada Navamsha Capricorn, first house, Saturn in Taurus, Kritika Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 3rd House. Mercury in 7th House, Kritika 2nd Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 1st House. Mariana's Mercury is placed in Taurus in the 7th House, the house of partnerships, contracts, and social negotiation. Mercury here brings a calm, deliberate communicator who thrives in one-on-one relationships and values grounded, practical dialogue in partnerships. It indicates a preference for thoughtful, slow-forming bonds based on mutual respect, sensuality, and security. Being in Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, Mercury here is sharp, fiery in intellect, and often decisive with words. Kritika cuts through illusions, making this a Mercury that speaks with clarity, precision, and a touch of bluntness. The second Pada, falling in Capricorn Navamsha, reinforces themes of practicality, structure, and strategic thinking. Interpretation highlights. In relationships, Mariana prefers serious, well-defined agreements and partners who are dependable and intellectually engaging. Mercury in Kritika second Pada shows that her communication in relationships can oscillate between soothing Taurus sensuality and cutting Capricorn authority. She may act as a counselor, negotiator, or even teacher in close relationships, someone who helps structure others' thoughts while commanding mental respect. Navamsha implication, Capricorn first House. Internally, she identifies with being methodical, mentally disciplined, and highly aware of her words and their consequences. There's a karmic responsibility to use speech not just for cleverness, but for impact and ethical instruction. This also suggests that her inner personality is Mercury-dominated, thoughtful, slightly reserved, solution-focused, and business-minded. Saturn in 7th House, Kritika 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 3rd House. Saturn shares space with Mercury and Taurus in the 7th, but adds a vastly different dimension. Saturn here brings a karmic weight to partnerships, delays seriousness, loyalty tested through hardship, and structured commitments. She likely has a very clear, perhaps rigid view of what partnership should be, or has experienced heavy responsibilities through partners or one-on-one engagements. In Kritika's 4th Pada, which falls in Pisces Navamsha, Saturn's usual rigidity is softened. This Pada creates a blend of duty and spiritual compassion. There's a tension between the harshness of Kritika, cutting away what doesn't serve, and the surrender of Pisces, unconditional forgiveness and letting go. Interpretation highlights, Mariana may feel responsible for her partner's well-being, taking on burdens she doesn't always need to. She may attract partners who are emotionally delicate, yet karmically significant, people who test her ability to sacrifice, forgive, and endure. There's likely a theme of enduring love or structured compassion in relationships, learning to balance emotional empathy, Pisces, with boundaries and standards, Saturn. Navamsha implication, Pisces 3rd house. Internally, this Saturn indicates a quiet, deeply karmic drive to communicate responsibly, especially in emotionally or spiritually charged situations. She may write, speak, or share from a place of experience and emotional maturity, especially about sorrow, endurance, or moral complexity. Saturn in Pisces in the 3rd Navamsha house also indicates a careful, cautious voice, someone who speaks only when needed, but with profound depth, integration of Mercury plus Saturn in the 7th. Logic meets loyalty. Mercury in Kritika, 2nd Pada. Rational, skilled in conversation, deliberate with speech, values clear agreements and precise articulation. Someone who can manage contracts, dialogues, and business partnerships with professional polish. Saturn in Kritika, 4th Pada. Emotionally reserved, loyal to the point of burden, and deeply invested in karmic partnerships. Brings endurance, but may also create relational fatigue or patterns of self-sacrifice. Core conflict. Mariana may often feel split between mental clarity, Mercury Capricorn, and emotional burden, Saturn Pisces, in relationships. One part of her wants logical, straightforward companionship. The other is willing to endure and hold emotional pain silently out of duty or compassion. Karmic lesson. To find the balance between structure and surrender. She is not meant to be a martyr in relationships, but rather a wise guide who understands when to hold on and when to let go. Her partnerships will evolve as she learns to speak her needs with clarity, Mercury, while compassionately upholding her boundaries, Saturn. Summary of 7th house expression. Mariana's relationship karma is rich with both intellectual and emotional lessons. She is here to master the art of partnership, not through fantasy or dependence, but through truth, fairness, structure, and emotional resilience. When she integrates Mercury's clarity with Saturn's loyalty, she becomes a masterful partner. Wise, kind, and strong enough to build relationships that both endure and evolve. Seventh house, Jupiter in Taurus, Rohini Nakshatra. Fourth Pada, Navamsa Cancer. Seventh house, natal chart expression, outer self, Jupiter in Taurus, Rohini fourth Pada. Mariana's Jupiter sits in the seventh house in Taurus, a placement that bestows the gift of abundance, patience, and a principled approach to partnerships. Jupiter here values commitment, loyalty, and growth through shared resources and mutual stability. It often blesses the native with wise or prosperous partners and a philosophical, fair-minded approach to relationships. Rohini Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, enhances Jupiter's nurturing, creative, and attractive qualities. Rohini is associated with growth, sensuality, and refined taste, and it amplifies Jupiter's natural gifts by giving it a charming, fertile, and emotionally intelligent foundation. The fourth Pada, which maps to Cancer Navamsa, is a deeply emotional and nurturing territory. Jupiter here wants to create a safe emotional world within relationships, a space where both partners feel protected and valued. Interpretation highlights. Mariana has a natural inclination toward devotional, emotionally enriching relationships. She is drawn to partnerships where growth is not just material, but also emotional and spiritual. Her relationships may serve as protective havens, mirroring parental or sheltering energy. Jupiter in Rohini, fourth Pada, shows someone who may value home, beauty, food, and emotional steadiness in their ideal partner. There may even be a karmic link with nurturing roles, teacher, advisor, or caregiver within relationships. Navamsa expression, inner self, Cancer, seventh house. Internally, Mariana's Jupiter lands in Cancer in the seventh Navamsa house, where it is exalted. An extremely auspicious placement, indicating inner strength, wisdom in relationships, and moral clarity in dealing with others. Her soul seeks partners who are emotionally connected, supportive, and spiritually aligned. She is innately programmed to be a counselor or emotional guide in relationships, whether through intuitive understanding or through teaching and caregiving. There's a natural nobility to how she deals with others. She may protect the weak, defend fairness, and cultivate emotionally fulfilling partnerships even when the outer world is difficult. This mapping emphasizes that even if her external partnerships are rooted in sensuality and practicality, Taurus, her inner compass demands emotional sincerity, devotion, and spiritual resonance. She likely holds her partner to high emotional standards and may attract partners who expect the same from her. Integration, the spiritual guardian of love and growth. Jupiter in Rohini, fourth Pada, steady, nurturing, abundant. Her Jupiter wants to protect and nourish through beauty, love, and moral consistency. Relationships are sacred spaces where growth happens silently but powerfully. The fourth Pada adds the weight of emotional karma. She may often play the strong one emotionally. Navamsa Cancer, seventh house, the heart of a guide. Her soul seeks unshakable emotional safety and sacred companionship. This is Jupiter in full bloom, loving, teaching, providing, and elevating others through care and wisdom. She may function as a mirror of emotional maturity for her partners. Core conflict. There may occasionally be a tension between the practical expectations of Taurus, outer, and the emotional or spiritual expectations of Cancer, inner. She may struggle when relationships feel materially steady, but emotionally empty, or vice versa. Karmic lesson, to fuse material security with emotional sanctity in relationships. Mariana is here to redefine what a sacred union looks like, not just through comfort, but through aligned growth, moral anchoring, and emotional intelligence. Summary of Jupiter in the seventh house. Mariana is blessed with the ability to elevate others through partnership. Her wisdom, emotional insight, and steady nature make her an ideal guide in both personal and social settings. She's not just seeking love, she's building a sanctuary of growth, safety, and soul-deep companionship. When she trusts the harmony between Rohini's grace and Cancer's compassion, she becomes a vessel of divine partnership. Eighth house, Rahu in Gemini, Ardra Nakshatra, third Pada, Navamsa Aquarius, second house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Rahu in Gemini, Ardra, third Pada. Rahu in the 8th house is never subtle. It signals a karmic pull toward transformation, mystery, occultism, crisis navigation, and power through the unseen realms. Mariana's Rahu here magnifies her curiosity about what's hidden, whether it's emotional depth, taboo knowledge, or unspoken truths about others. This placement also often brings unexpected, intense life changes, especially related to shared resources, inheritances, or psychological breakthroughs. Rahu in Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu itself, doubles the intensity. Ardra is the storm, the one who breaks structures to rebuild truth. It is associated with emotional catharsis, shock, and revolutionary intelligence. This suggests that Mariana is meant to evolve through profound disruptions, mental, emotional, and material. The third pada, which falls in Aquarius Navamsha, adds a unique flavor. Her subconscious Rahu force seeks to break societal or psychological structures in order to liberate herself and others. Aquarius lends Rahu a collective, humanitarian, or unconventional technological edge, making her drawn to reforming systems or exploring hidden sciences for communal betterment. Behavioral plus evolutionary themes. Mariana may be deeply inquisitive about life after death, metaphysics, psychology, or underground power dynamics. She's likely to face unpredictable upheavals that force her to reinvent herself, emotionally, materially, or spiritually. Rahu in Ardra seeks mental clarity through chaos. It makes her a disruptor, possibly someone who challenges the status quo with a sharp tongue and sharp mind. The 8th house placement means this is not a public transformation. Much of it happens behind closed doors or deep within her psyche. Navamsha expression, inner self, Aquarius, 2nd house. In Aquarius Navamsha, Rahu internalizes into a mission to redefine values, speech, and wealth through innovation, detachment, and higher purpose. Internally, Mariana may not feel emotionally attached to traditional forms of wealth or family structure. She might seek alternative lifestyles, unconventional sources of income, or new languages to define self-worth. She may speak with bold, unorthodox clarity, willing to challenge taboos or express ideas that shake societal norms. Aquarius gives her a soul blueprint that seeks independence from the family narrative, especially when that narrative blocks progress, equality, or innovation. This suggests her true evolution lies not just in uncovering the hidden, but in using that insight to liberate both herself and others from outdated emotional, financial, or relational systems. Integration. Revolutionary intellect meets subconscious power. Rahu in Ardra, third pada, a mind built for disruption and reinvention. Ardra seeks to shake, break, and clear. Mariana is not here to accept surface explanations. She digs deep, asks uncomfortable questions, and holds space for others' emotional storms. She may even draw chaotic people into her life as mirrors of her own psychological evolution. Navamsha Aquarius, 2nd house. Internally, Mariana craves to define value and voice through innovation, contribution, and truth. She doesn't just want security. She wants to earn her worth by being radically authentic, even if it means breaking ancestral patterns. Core conflict. Externally, she may appear secretive, volatile, or deeply involved in emotional or financial transformation. Internally, however, she feels the call to detach from drama and pursue freedom through logic, systems, or rebellion. This can create a tension between wanting intimacy and needing detachment. Karmic lesson. To balance the need to uncover and transform, Rahu 8th in Ardra, with the desire to reframe self-worth and resources on her own terms, Aquarius 2nd Navamsha. Mariana is here to break cycles of control or dependence, whether financial, emotional, or ancestral, and to speak boldly for collective healing. Summary of Rahu in the 8th house, Mariana is a transformer in disguise, drawn to what others avoid, pain, secrets, endings, she is built to endure and decode. Rahu in Ardra makes her an agent of radical emotional intelligence, and Aquarius in the Navamsha shows she's here to translate that intensity into freedom for herself and for the collective. Her evolution lies in mastering both realms, the depth of emotional truth and the power of liberated thought. When integrated, she becomes a fearless voice for the future, rooted in truth and untethered from fear. 11th house, Moon in Virgo, Hasta Nakshatra, First Pada, Navamsha Aries. 4th house, natal chart expression, outer self, moon in Virgo, Hasta First Pada. Mariana's moon is placed in Virgo in the 11th house, indicating a deeply practical emotionally observant individual who seeks emotional security through service, order, and contribution to collective progress. The moon here shows someone who derives inner comfort from achieving goals, building reliable networks, and being useful to others. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon itself, reinforces the themes of emotional precision, healing through the hands, and inner restlessness seeking control. Hasta natives are skilled manifestors. They can translate subtle intentions into tangible action. In the 11th house, this makes Mariana emotionally invested in the success of groups, networks, or collective missions. The first pada, which falls in Aries Navamsha, gives the moon a fiery undertone. This overlay brings a pioneering edge to her emotional world. She wants her impact to matter, her presence to influence. The moon here is no passive observer. It acts, takes charge, and sometimes internalizes the pressure to fix others through tangible effort. Interpretation highlights Mariana likely nurtures her social world by being reliable, perceptive, and actively helpful. She's emotionally affected by how well she's serving the group or achieving collective goals. There may be perfectionism in emotional responses. She may suppress emotion if it feels messy or unproductive. Hasta brings a desire to control the emotional environment by managing external conditions, which in the 11th house plays out in how she handles group dynamics or long-term aspirations. Navamsha expression, inner self, Aries, 4th house. Internally, the moon lands in Aries in the 4th Navamsha house, suggesting an emotional core that is instinctive, protective, and quietly fierce. Aries' moon in the 4th is like a silent flame within. It gives Mariana an independent emotional spine, one that may not always be visible but strongly motivates her behavior. She is emotionally driven by a need for autonomy in personal life, even if she externally seems cooperative or accommodating. Her inner emotional world is active, often impatient, and focused on taking initiative to create safety, whether by building her own home, crafting her own values, or emotionally defending her private space. This creates a fascinating contrast. Her outer emotional persona, Virgo Hasta, is composed, skillful, and perfection-driven. Her inner heart, Aries Moon in 4th Navamsha, is passionate, independent, and seeks emotional security through bold self-ownership. Integration. Precision meets instinct. Moon in Hasta, 1st Pada. Emotionally task-oriented, Mariana feels calm when things are ordered, fixable, and measurable. She may be a natural healer. Someone who manages others' emotional needs through calm, methodical presence. The 11th house gives her a nurturing role in community or collaborative environments, often without formal recognition. Navamsha Aries, 4th house. At her emotional core, she is fiercely self-sufficient. While she may appear calm and controlled, her real emotional equilibrium comes from knowing she is in charge of her own emotional destiny. She may resist dependency or over-intimacy, preferring to build safety on her terms. Core conflict. Mariana may often feel torn between managing others' emotions logically, Virgo Moon, and needing emotional freedom and authenticity, Aries Navamsha. She might suppress vulnerability if it threatens her sense of control or interferes with her public image of competence. Karmic lesson. To learn that emotional control and emotional freedom are not opposites, they're both necessary. She must allow herself moments of raw truth, even if it means risking imperfection. Her emotional strength comes not from perfection, but from presence. Summary of Moon in the 11th house. Mariana's moon is the soul of the fixer, the emotionally aware, socially dependable, and system-improving individual who quietly stabilizes those around her. But underneath that composed presence lies a heart that burns for autonomy, action, and true emotional sovereignty. When she integrates Virgo's method with Aries's courage, she becomes not just a quiet nurturer, but a bold, emotional leader.